Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Dan Lee of Cadence. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Great. Dan, can you please take a moment and introduce Cadence and your role at Cadence?
Sure. Cadence Design Systems has been around for, I think, almost 40 years now, and it's a leader in electronic systems design. We've got solutions from digital, analog, RF, mixed signal, IC design and verification. We've got system design analysis, computational fluid dynamics, 3D IC design, and other kinds of technology. Our customers are some of the world's most innovative companies doing anything from chips to systems, chemicals to drugs, hyperscale computing, 5G communications. But we're really a part of so much technology that's out there. And for me personally, I am a product manager here at Cadence for the Spectre simulation platform.
Excellent. Thanks. So Cadence is pretty well known amongst people in the industry, as you mentioned, given that rich history and that broad portfolio here. You know, and it's really known for solutions that are foundational to engineering across, as you mentioned, a number of different integrated circuit design, verification, system design analysis worlds here. How do you look at that portfolio and relate to how they're fueling or enabling the massive amount of innovation we see in computing today?
Yeah, we're definitely a part of this explosion, this continuing evolution. We are providing those capabilities to design and verify the next generation of computing analysis hardware. But at the same time, we evolve our solutions, our software solutions, to leverage new hardware technologies. Obviously, if there are new generations of processors that come out, CPUs that come out, we want to make sure that our solutions are well-suited for those new hardware solutions as well. And definitely, I think this almost goes without saying, but we're also looking to bring AI capabilities to our software to really kind of drive that next level of productivity.
I had a feeling we were going to get around to talk about AI, and we will in just a minute here, but let's focus just a second. With almost what seems like insatiable demand today for semiconductors almost across the world and largely fueled by the growth in AI, especially certainly. We want to first take a quick look and take a little bit deeper look into the circuit design and circuit simulation world that you know so well, because it's so foundational to how silicon designers bring products to market. Can you give us a little bit more of a walkthrough on Cadence solutions in those spaces?
Yeah. So again, you know, the Spectre simulation platform, it's really a fundamental part in so many design and verification flows and so many applications. There's a solution from standard cell characterization, functional, block level, analog RF simulation to memory verification and to really large mixed signal systems. And it has beyond simulation, basic simulation, there's also things like variability analysis, reliability analysis, and electromigration and IR drop analysis. To throw a couple of names out there, it's a Spectre simulation platform, but within you have Spectre X, Spectre FX, Spectre RF Option, Spectre AMS Designer, Legato Reliability, they have Voltus X-Fi, and Microwave Office for RF 3.5 mimic analysis. And this all ties in, of course, with our Cadence Virtuoso platform and other flows in the portfolio.
It's quite a portfolio. How have you seen it? And again, I imagine over 40 years, the solution capability in the space has changed dramatically. How have the technology changed? But more importantly, how have the customer needs and requirements and expectations change, and it probably driven the technology changes that you've, and the portfolio changes that you just kind of walked us through?
Yeah. So definitely this is coming a lot from the ability to manufacture just vast volumes of devices on a single chip. And I think nowadays we are in the billions, tens of billions plus MOSFETs on a single device. And so the way we get there is through these very complex device models, these FinFET models, and all this complexity and all this volume for simulation means that, well, really simulation is becoming more expensive. Verification is becoming more expensive. For example, at advanced nodes, you always need to simulate layout parasitics, and that adds to the complexity verification. This really means to do your simulations, you're going to need more CPU power, more memory. So our solution has evolved over the decades by supporting things like, again, new processor cores, multi-processor cores, so we can do multi-threading, multi-core analysis. We can distribute simulations across large compute farms to leverage all of that new computing power that we have today in order to do those really complex analysis and verification of these very large chips.
Even though you, now we'll get to the money shot here, right? So even though your tools are used by brilliant designers doing incredibly complex things, I'm guessing here, and again, you need a ton of power to go do those things. There are probably vast amounts of expertise that you now build into the tools to supplement what the brilliant designers can do. So I'm expecting that AI techniques and technologies provide a real big opportunity to drive some innovation and productivity enhancements. How does AI influence what you're delivering to market?
Yeah, we definitely see AI as something that is really going to drive more productivity and really help designers deal with this vast complexity. I think the biggest thing we have to do is to bring so much data into a single platform. This is where Cadence's joint enterprise data and AI platform, or the JEDI platform. This is our data analytics platform that connects across a lot of our different tool flows. We need this kind of system in order to have the AI algorithms look at all that very data and then be able to drive these new solutions or these new ways of attacking the verification design problems. So you can think of like LLM models, for example. They work because you have to feed it vast amounts of data. And we think that for the EDA, for EDA flows, it's kind of the same idea. You need just so much data to help drive these algorithms to have a solution that is really valuable for the user, for the end user. That's one aspect. Another aspect is just, you know, AI sort of more specific ways. For example, we're using AI enhanced algorithms to do our variation analysis, trying to drastically reduce the amount of effort it takes to do verification from billions, millions and billions of simulations down to just a few thousand, again, by applying these AI enhanced methods to our tools.
It's fascinating. So AMD and Cadence have a pretty tight collaboration over the years here. I know we use Cadence software in our design environments. And certainly while your software packages run on many, many architectures, Cadence done a great job optimizing software to get the most of some of the AMD enhancements like 3D V-Cache enabled CPUs and the like. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how Cadence and AMD have worked together to deliver the performance and get the efficiency and productivity out of the environments to give the better experience for your engineering customers?
Yeah, I think our collaboration is really valuable. We in our software development teams, we leverage special libraries from AMD to take advantage of those instruction sets in your products. And this helps speed up our software performance and helps us increase overall throughput. For example, by running more simulation jobs on the same hardware. Definitely the increase that we're seeing in cache availability in your new processors, that also really helps drive maximum performance from the hardware.
Excellent. So it's kind of cool that we can kind of learn from each other.
Definitely.
And we can take and benefit that and apply that into our products, both not only at the hardware level, but as we design and plan out the next generation. It's really cool that we can have that kind of hands-on interaction there.
Yeah.
As you look forward, how do you see the market for EDA and design tools evolving? And are there any real key trends that you're really keeping your eye on and expecting big things from?
So aside from the AI aspect that we've spoken about, I think looking forward, there's going to be leveraging additional hardware types, most particularly GPU type of hardware. That's really a big area of investigation for us and a way to really kind of further push throughput on hardware.
It's amazing how these capabilities are evolving and changing so much and able to build off, you know, again, common or widely used infrastructure so that you can get the most out of it there. How can folks chat with and with Cadence and the solutions you bring to market and engage with your team?
It's definitely take advantage of our website, cadence.com. We have a ton of information on the website describing our solutions in various verticals, various types of applications. Of course, we'll have information about our AI solutions there. And also, you know, reach out to your account manager. Cadence is just about everywhere. I don't think it's going to be hard to find the right person to ask the questions how we can help you design your next chip.
And I'm sure that the website can help them find a lead if they don't already have one.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. So, and actually, I'm going to be going to check out that Jedi platform because that sounds pretty cool, just with the name. Anyway, it's been a great discussion, Dan. Thanks so much for sharing your time and your insights with us today.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Great. And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.